This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. People all over the world are trying to interpret and read and draw conclusions from the events over the weekend in Iran. Demonstrators on the streets. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the incumbent, declares victory with an alleged 63% mandate. Among the people around the world trying to interpret what's going on in Iran is attorney Kaveh Shahrouz at a demonstration here in New York at the United Nations yesterday.
The demands of the Iranian people should be honored, and that's really all I'm here to say. I think that the people went to the ballot box and they made a choice, and the government should respect that. And the government hasn't been doing that, and in fact, it's been responding with brutal violence.
Joining us now from Washington is Afshin Mulavi, senior fellow at the New America Foundation, author of Soul of Iran, A Nation's Journey to Freedom. In the few minutes that we have, Afshin, thanks for coming back to the program. How do we keep from misreading the situation in Iran as we look at the demonstrations, the calls for an investigation of fraud by Supreme Leader Khamenei, and then even the question of whether Ahmadinejad has a mandate here?
Well, I think, John, you know, there's so many moving parts right now that just trying to stay abreast of those moving parts is really all we can do at this stage. As you've noted, there are significant demonstrations taking place in Iran. Mir Hossein Mousavi, who is Ahmadinejad's main opponent, has called for people to go out onto the streets and to continue to demonstrate peacefully.
There is Although news he canceled the demonstration this morning because the government was going to use live ammunition.
Right. No, absolutely. And what we'll probably see over the next few days is more of these kind of street scuffles and more of this. You know, there was this extraordinary scene in which an Italian video journalist shot of a police officer who was kind of caught by this large crowd. He was bloodied. And ultimately, the crowd took him aside, gave him water, tended to his wounds. So these are the kind of things that we're seeing in Iran. And so there's so many moving parts that as I said, you know, when we spoke last, I think the public dispute that we're seeing on the streets is one thing, but the interior dispute that we're not seeing, I mean, this is a real rift between the Islamic Republic revolutionary elite, an old guard revolutionary elite versus a new guard revolutionary elite represented by Ahmadinejad. And the kind of backroom politicking that's going on right now must be furious.
Well, are we going to know anytime soon if this dispute that we're seeing on the streets of Tehran is a sign of the vibrancy of the Iranian democracy such as it is, or a sign of political weakness in Iran?
You know, it's a good question, John. I can tell you I've been on the streets of Tehran when these kind of protests take place. And it's a very intimidating environment. The security services are very skilled. There are official police, and then you have hardline thugs who are loosely affiliated to the government who go out and crack heads. And I think to some extent, it's going to be, these scenes are going to be very chaotic. Whether this is a strength of Iran's democracy, I think the strength of any democratization of Iran will be if the institutions are able to respond to these widespread charges of voter irregularity.
And of course, how to respond.
That's where we'll see.
Right, and how to respond is exactly the backroom politicking that you've so eloquently described that must be going on between the sort of clergy and the supreme leader who run things and this secular political leadership that now is trying to figure out where to move next. Afshin Mulavi, thanks so much for being with us. Senior fellow at the New America Foundation, author of Soul of Iran, A Nation's Journey to Freedom. Thank you, Afshin.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.